This is Earth and Sky. The Deschutes River in western Oregon is remarkably constant and cold, a chilly 38 to 42 degrees Fahrenheit year-round.
We spoke with Gordon Grant, a research hydrologist with the U.S. Forest Service. He told us that what's keeping the Deschutes flowing in the summer, when many rivers dry up, is more than just the usual suspects, the slow movement of snowmelt or the release of flood control dams.
His research team tracked springs, measured the stream flow of many sites, and analyzed the chemistry of stream water. Grant and his team found that the central zone of the Young Volcanic Cascade Mountains acts like a sponge, soaking up the winter precipitation and releasing that water over time.
And it's that water, it's that deep groundwater that's percolating vertically through these lava fields and then moving horizontally out of the high cascades and emerging as springs. That is the major reason why there is water in the river in the late season.
And for people who have to make decisions about water allocation and water consumption, Grant says that it's critical to know where the water is coming from. More about that tomorrow. Our thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, promoting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.